Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ted Woodward and John Widmer. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock here on KNSS on this Wednesday, January 7th. We'll be taking a look at the U.S., Venezuela, and oil.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A judge has ruled that Derby's Rock Regional Hospital eviction process is cleared to proceed. I'll have the story coming up.
Currently in Wichita, the sunrise just underway. It looks very nice. Partly cloudy sky. It is currently 37 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. President Trump announcing that the United States could soon see a shipment of oil from Venezuela.
President Trump hoping the daring raid by U.S. forces in Venezuela to grab Nicolas Maduro and his wife could lead to unleashing oil from the country with the largest reserves in the world. The president posting, I am pleased to announce that the interim authorities in Venezuela will be turning over between 30 and 50 million barrels of high-quality sanctioned oil to the United States of America. The president says the oil is not a gift, but will be sold at market price and controlled by the U.S. to help the people of Venezuela. The president says he's putting Energy Secretary Chris Wright in to execute the plan.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with that report from the nation's capital.
The Department of Homeland Security announced Tuesday what it's calling its largest immigration enforcement operation it has ever carried out.
We've learned that more than 1,000 people have been arrested in Minnesota for things like murder, rape, and gang-related activity. More than 2,000 officers with the Department of Homeland Security are in the state as part of the agency's response to widespread fraud. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem joined them in Minneapolis. She tells Fox News they're just getting started.
That was Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
A federal judge ruling that the eviction process against Rock Regional Hospital in Derby may proceed.
The hospital filed bankruptcy last year with the goal of restructuring and keeping its doors open. The judge instead ruled that the eviction process could proceed due to non-payment. The hospital owes more than $15 million in back rent. The judge ordered Rock Regional to repay the rent dating back to October of 2023, along with the landlord's attorney's fees. The judge said the building's owner could grant the hospital a grace period considering the health and welfare of its patients, but it's not mandatory. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County commissioners have just three new items on the agenda for today during their final meeting of 2026. Commissioners will discuss offering a contract for a new county appraiser. Mark Clark retired at the end of June of last year, with Brent Shelton serving as interim appraiser for the rest of 2025. They'll also discuss a zoning case in the southern part of the county near Mulvane.
Dennis Marstall is the new Wichita City Manager, taking over for Robert Layton, who recently retired. Our news partners at 12 News sat down with Marstall, asking him what the future holds for him in the coming months.
My first month, at least, if not longer, is to be look, listen, and feel. And so I want to get a look around the community, make sure I understand what's going on, listen certainly to different voices across the community, the business community, the local housing community, a lot of the arts community, but also get a feel for what's going on.
City Manager Marstall attended his first city council meeting yesterday.
A bipartisan group of Kansas lawmakers filed legislation Tuesday to prohibit cell phones in K-12 schools. Senate Majority Leader Chase Blasey of Andale was one of the co-presenters who introduced the bill. The bill would affect both public and private schools accredited by the Kansas State Department of Education. The bill is expected to pass the Senate this month when the legislature reconvenes. It will be sent to the House. The legislative session begins Monday.
A murder case continues in California, and how to figure out future of AI. And of course, our live weather forecast. There's a lot of intrigue coming up from Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen, so you will want to be here for that. KNSS News Time is 7:04. It's 7:07 here on this Wednesday morning, January 7th. The son of movie director Rob Reiner is due in court today. He's charged in the December deaths of his parents.
Nick Reiner faces two counts of first-degree murder in the stabbing deaths of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. Reiner, who is 32, made his first court appearance on December 17th, 3 days after their bodies were found inside their Los Angeles home. He is represented by high-profile attorney Alan Jackson, who was the lawyer who defended Karen Reed. She was accused in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. Earlier this week, Reiner was reportedly removed from suicide watch, but is still in solitary confinement at the Twin Towers Correctional facility in L.A. where he's being held. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Artificial intelligence and who can build it will determine world power. That's been one of the topics of discussion at this year's Consumer Electronics Show.
At CES in Las Vegas, panels are discussing vital tech issues related to policy and economics. Ryan Hawk of PricewaterhouseCooper moderated one talk on how the U.S. is pushing now to get ahead of changes in the world of AI.
The fourth industrial revolution is already here. Two, sovereignty and supply chain are becoming strategic imperatives. Three, AI is rewiring operations.
AI is also helping to rethink means and modes of production and how that changes not just businesses, but economies. Eben Brown, Fox News.
7:09 with Ted and John here on KNSS.
Currently in traffic, the volumes are getting heavier out there. Seeing more traffic on Kellogg, looking right now at the traffic camera, and around Kellogg and Mays Road, and from there all the way in towards I-235, and seeing a lot of traffic on Kellogg at this time, but I'm not seeing any big traffic slowdowns. Good news there. So the traffic conditions, just the volume starting to get a little bit heavier. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And with our ever-changing weather, it's pretty good we have this live weather forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning. We've got another beautiful day coming up today. We did break the record yesterday from 1903. And although we're still looking at more mid-60s today, we're not going to set any records this afternoon. We'd have to reach the upper 60s, and I just don't think we'll be quite that warm. But we do have another sunny day with light winds. Clouds will start to move in ahead of a storm that's finally going to bring us a chance for rain. And I went digging through the record books to try to find out when was the last time we had more than about a third of an inch of rain. And it was, in fact, back before Thanksgiving. So it has been a long haul here without much precipitation at all. But the rain is going to start as we approach daybreak tomorrow. So your morning drive on Thursday will be impacted by rain, some of it locally heavy. We will more than likely hear some thunderstorms. And here's some rumbles out there coming up tomorrow morning. And when all is said and done, I think the expectations of about a half of an inch still holding up pretty well as this rain moves in for Thursday morning. It should be winding down once we get into the early afternoon hours tomorrow, and we might even see a little sunshine Thursday afternoon. Still close to 60 degrees on the high for tomorrow. And then Thursday is when it starts getting colder, and there's going to be our first winter storm of 2026 crossing the plains. Now, this one coming up is not necessarily a huge storm. It's not going to be shutting down roads in Kansas, but southwest Kansas might get a couple inches of snow. Wichita's morning drive on Friday looks good. The evening rush hour should be okay, but we do see a rain-snow mix switching to all snow by Friday evening, and early indications suggest that our accumulation will likely be less than an inch. So I don't think we're going to get too much snow, and probably not even enough for snowman making this weekend. And whatever snow we do get will likely start to melt away once we get into Saturday, as highs are still forecast to reach the 40s for the first part of the weekend. Right now in Wichita, we have a clear start to your Wednesday. It's 35 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
And we just haven't had a weather event in a while.
No, we sure haven't. And if it actually does snow Friday night, it's our first measurable snow of the season, which is kind of unusual for it to be this late. But sometimes it does happen as we approach mid-January.
Why do I keep, you know, every time Ted says that, though, I get this little, like, twinge in the back of my neck, careful what you wish for, that my mother used to always, I mean, you know, am I wrong? It's because he says we haven't had one, and then I get that nervous feeling.
Well, you know, I understand that 100%. My only thing is that we got to have some cold weather, or we're going to have terrible bug population.
Oh, that's true.
So there's that. And then we did get a picture yesterday in the Weather Center of a dandelion blooming in January.
Oh,
so this is getting a little bit weird. We need some winter weather. I think we've had like four cold days since the weather started to change. And it's about to get a whole lot colder, I think, at the end of next week. But what's coming up this weekend isn't necessarily all that bad.
All right. Thanks for the update. And we'll be checking in with you again tomorrow morning to see what the latest is. Thank you, Ross.
Have a great day.
That is the live forecast. Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen here with Ted and John and KNSS. All right, John, I came across this U-Haul every year puts out its list of, you know, based on its usage, where people are moving to where people are moving from.
Yep.
And
hopefully it's getting better for Kansas.
I'm sure you will see the trend here. The top state that people are moving to is Texas.
Yes. Texas or Florida.
Followed by Florida.
Yeah, there we go.
North Carolina, Tennessee, and South Carolina.
Okay. And a lot of that is tax related.
Exactly.
Yep, low tax
because
states.
Because look who the bottom five states are. The
California,
places that people are fleeing.
California.
Illinois. At the bottom of the list. Illinois next.
New York
is fourth.
Amazing how I could name these.
New Jersey and Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, high tax,
people
low
are
tax.
Leaving.
Yeah. Yep. This, as a legislator, we've made these arguments for years. We used to make every one of these cases.
Kansas is in the bottom third.
Yeah, well.
We're 37th. We've slipped on that list. People are leaving Kansas more than coming here.
Because, again, high tax states. And it's one of the arguments that I know state legislators have been making is why we need to lower taxes, and in particular property taxes is one of the major issues. And again, it's moving exodus from high tax states. It's funny that I was able to predict every one of those before you said them. And that's the trend. And I know, yes, people will say, well, Florida has the beaches and North Carolina has this, but it's not only that. It's where can I go and not have to pay so much in property and income taxes?
Yep.
And Kansas can compete. And I think we'll see that as especially as we start moving in that direction. I know legislators are trying to do that and so are county commissioners, and we'll see.
We've been talking about that Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas. And that's where all these new fangled things are being trotted out. I thought we'd talk about a few of those today. One of the big things out there is the lollipops that play music.
That's interesting.
It's called Lollipop Star. Each flavor plays a different song using, quote, bone conduction technology. The music plays inside your head, and you can only hear it when you bite down.
Is it like in the stick or
something? $9 each.
$9 for a lollipop.
That plays music inside your head when you bite on it.
Okay.
So that's one of the things.
That's a little scary as far as I'm concerned. First off, I don't know. It's playing in your head.
That's what it says.
Okay.
Color-changing fingernails.
It's a little creepy.
It's a company called Eye Polish.
Okay.
They are press-on nails that change colors with a special device that you have to buy.
Like mood rings, kind of.
They say you can choose from 300 different shades.
Okay.
The starter kit on those, $95.
Just what I wanted, color-changing fingernails. Hmm. Mine would be perpetually – well, I'd like to think they'd be red, white, and blue, but you never know.
Talking AI picture frames. A company called Vinobot came up with digital picture frames that can talk and have conversations with you. Inspired by the talking paintings in the Harry Potter.
Talking picture frames.
Talking picture frames costing $300 if you want that.
You walk down the hall and your picture frames are yelling at you.
And we'll do one more here. Vibrating kitchen knives.
Okay, that could be problematic.
It says they vibrate 30,000 times per second to cut through stuff more easily. $400 for the vibrating.
$400 for a vibrating kitchen knife.
It vibrates 30,000 times per second, which doesn't even seem possible. All right.
Going back to the lollipop.
The lollipop music? Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking the only thing I have to do to hear music in my head is stop taking the medication.
Well, That's a low tech solution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I don't need $9 for that.
7:17 here with Ted and John on KNSS. Now let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we have Shocker basketball tonight at home. The conference home opener at Koch Arena. Wichita State hosting Rice. The Owls are off to an 0-2 start in the conference. Shockers early on are tied for fourth right now in the standings. The Shockers are a 13.5 point favorite tonight. And Wichita State is 7-1 on home court this season. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock. Tip-off at 6:30 this evening in Koch Arena for Shocker basketball. Listen live on 103.7 KEYN. And speaking of Mike Kennedy, he is the winner of another major award. Of course, Mike is going to retire at the end of the current school year. He has received the National Sports Media Association Kansas Sportscaster of the Year Award. And Mike also won this back in 2014. So now he's won it twice. Mike has been calling Shocker games for 46 years. And now he is a two-time winner as Kansas Sportscaster of the Year. All right, college men's basketball in Lawrence last night. What a game. 22nd-ranked Kansas hosting TCU. Jayhawks were down by 15 points with 4.5 minutes to go. And they won the game. KU went on a 20-5 run in the final 4.5 minutes, got it into overtime, and that's where they won it. Jayhawks beat TCU 104-100 in overtime. KU freshman Darren Peterson with 32 points.
Can't believe I had to go to bed early. Missed the whole thing.
Big comeback for KU. Yeah, that's usually you turn it off and say, well, we'll get him next time.
Yep.
Not last night.
Not last night.
KU wins it. Jayhawks are 11-4 now on the season and 1-1 in the conference. Quite a test for Kansas State men's basketball tonight. K-State, for only the sixth time in school history, is on the road visiting the number one ranked team in the nation. K-State visiting top-ranked, undefeated Arizona. Arizona is 14-0. K-State is an 18.5-point underdog going into Tucson tonight. Live coverage of K-State men's basketball at 7 o'clock tonight, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We have JUCO men's basketball in El Dorado tonight. Great rivalry. Butler Community College hosting 24th-ranked Cowley College. And Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler basketball beginning at 7:15 this evening, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Some high school basketball last night. It was a good night in Andover. A girls-boys sweep over Salina Central. The Andover girls win it 68-48. The Andover girls are undefeated 7-0 on the season. And the Andover boys win it over Salina Central 69-53. The Andover boys have won 6 in a row. Now 6-1 on the season. Happy birthday to former Kansas City Royals relief pitcher Jeff Montgomery. 64 years old today. He even pitched one inning for the Texas League champion Wichita Wranglers back in 1999. Pitched 13 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Royals, and he is in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame. With a lifetime 3.27 earned run average, more than 300 saves, and 46 wins. Jeff Montgomery, the former Royals relief pitcher legend. It's his birthday. He's 64 today. And I wanted to give we're going back to Shocker basketball, playing tonight at Koch Arena. Taylor Eldridge at the Wichita Eagle did a very interesting article. You can get whatever analytic you want these days. The KenPom ratings have a category called luck. Rating teams on luck.
Gotcha.
And it's not even, it's one of those deals where even the word really doesn't describe it. Taylor does a pretty good job of describing it. But anyway, it kind of compares other metrics, and then it says, well, if you look at all these metrics, you've either should have more wins than you do, or maybe you shouldn't have more wins than you do.
Okay.
All right, there are 365 teams in the nation. Wichita State is ranked last in the nation, 365 in the luck category. And basically, when you boil it all down, it kind of says, well, Wichita State should have two more
wins. Should have two more wins, based on luck.
Based on luck and all these other categories, which, you don't have to be a genius to look at, there was the game they missed 15 free throws. They should have beat DePaul.
Right.
And there was the last game where they had a 16-point lead in the second half and lost. Well, there's your two wins. I didn't need analytics to tell me that.
Right.
But,
yep.
But there you go. So that's what the KenPom luck category has for the Shockers. And Taylor also points out, it doesn't mean that you're locked into that position. Maybe your luck is due to change
yeah,
in the next couple
true.
Of months.
That's true.
Your fate is in your hand. You start winning some of those games, which usually things start to even out. You don't have to accept that as your fate.
No. You make your own
so
luck.
Maybe getting out of last place starts tonight with the Shockers and Rice at Coke Arena. That is, sports.
And you'll be there.
I'll be there. At Sports with Ted and John, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Dub Event Venue at WBC Delano. Hey, it's perfect for graduation parties, meetings, and reunions. Visit WichitaBrew.com. Begin your booking at the Dub Event Venue at WBC Delano, where groups gather. It is 7:23 here with Ted and John. Weight loss drugs are now available in oral form. That's the House Call for Health, next on KNSS. Good morning, 7:31 here with Ted and John on KNSS. It is Wednesday, January 7th, currently in Wichita. We do have a partly cloudy sky, 38 degrees. The city of Wichita and Genesis Health Clubs agreed to a $219,000 settlement, both parties dropping lawsuits against each other. Genesis had agreed to manage the Wichita Ice Center 15 years ago. And after 5 years, the city issued a $750,000 bond to make improvements. Genesis made a $14,000 debt payment the following summer, but never made an additional payment. The city sued 4 years ago for non-payment. The contract stating the city could only claw back 3 years of missed payments. Mayor Lily Wu did not hold back her feelings toward former city manager Robert Layton, putting the blame on him for what she called a poorly written contract.
The person that should be held accountable is the highest leader for the city of Wichita, which is the city manager, which I am so grateful that now we have a new city manager. He just started yesterday. This is his first city council meeting. I'm going to be asking for way more and expecting way more accountability. I'm going to be expecting way more transparency.
Attorneys will finalize a written settlement agreement, likely to be finished in the coming weeks.
President Trump is laying out his playbook for more Republicans to keep control of Congress this year.
Democrats flipping the House, President Trump warns, could lead to a third impeachment.
You got to win the midterms, because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be, they'll find a reason to impeach me.
The president delivering what he called a roadmap to victory as he addressed the House Republicans' retreat.
We've had the most successful first year of any president in history, and it should be a positive. And make it a positive.
President Trump says Republicans should find contrast with Democrats on transgender athletics, voter ID, and health care cost. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, it was another day of record warmth in Wichita for the first week of January. Yesterday's high temperature, 65 degrees, and that broke the record of 63 that was set way back in the year 1903. The unseasonably mild weather conditions will hang around again today, about 20 degrees above average for early January.
Socialism could be on the way out for Venezuela, but in America, Democrats are increasingly in favor of it.
As Venezuela charts a new path forward, some foreign policy experts call its demise a cautionary tale against socialism. Yet in the U.S., socialism is gaining popularity among Democrats, with a Gallup poll showing 66% of them view it positively. In a nod to his Democratic socialist ties, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani appointed a new director, Sia Weaver, to advocate for tenants. But Weaver is under fire for her previous comments regarding private property. An August 2019 post from her deleted X account says, private property, including and kind of especially home ownership, is a weapon of white supremacy, masquerading as wealth-building public policy.
That was Fox's Madeline Rivera.
Tuesday mornings on Woodward and Witt, we speak with the chairman of the Sedgwick County Commission. The current chair, Ryan Beatty, joined us yesterday morning, telling us about the end of his tenure as chair, and it's fast approaching.
Every January, typically the second meeting in January, we appoint a new chairman of the county commission. I've served in that capacity the last 2 years, and heading into 2026, it's time to hand over the gavel. So we'll make that decision. So I got two more weeks after 2 years of every Tuesday morning coming onto this show. So it's been a great experience. I've always enjoyed it. And it's time for someone else to take it and do it on Tuesday mornings moving forward.
And at today's County Commission meeting, commissioners will talk about offering a contract for a new county appraiser as Mark Clark retired at the end of June last year. Brent Shelton has been serving as interim appraiser since then.
It's been a month following the child abuse arrests of a man and woman in McPherson. The case against Bradley Burr, the father of the child, and Abby Bradstreet began on the afternoon of December 8th. The affidavit from McPherson County District Court said that a child was hit with a spoon and made to stand outside in cold weather wearing only her underwear after urinating in her pants. The abuse reportedly happened while the child living in Salina was visiting her father, Burr, at his home in McPherson. One of the children who witnessed the reported abuse told a detective that the punishment for the youngest girl wetting her pants included having to eat dinner in a bathtub, being hit by a flying spoon, and being forced outside for nearly an hour while wearing only underwear. Charges against Burr and Bradstreet include child abuse and child endangerment.
We do have a traffic update here on KNSS. And right now in traffic, we've had a couple of traffic accidents. Traffic tracker Tony called in, wanted to let us know about an accident at 143rd, or sorry, at Douglas and Rock Road. That's the one Tony told us about. It was Douglas and Rock Road right now. And we've also had another accident at 143rd East and Kellogg. So 143rd East and Kellogg and Douglas and Rock. Couple of traffic accidents. No injuries reported in any of those, though. Good news there. Thank you, Jad. Pope Leo has summoned the world's cardinals to the Vatican.
This is Pope Leo's first consistory, the name for when a pope calls in cardinals for talks on governing the Roman Catholic Church. An extraordinary consistory like this two-day summit is where every cardinal from around the world is invited. According to Italian media, discussions will take place on the role cardinals will play under Pope Leo's governance and how worship should be conducted. The consistory is being seen by some as a moment to kickstart Pope Leo's pontificate and a test of how he balances the church's internal factions. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Several events are scheduled to mark 1 year since deadly wildfires ignited across Los Angeles County.
The Eaton and Palisades fires killing at least 31 people, destroying more than 16,000 structures and leaving Angelenos on edge for weeks. The Palisades fire raging on for 31 days, the Eaton fire for 25, both infernos destroying 59 square miles, roughly the size of San Francisco. Events to reflect, raise money, or call for further accountability include rallies, a candlelight vigil in Altadena, a benefit concert in Pasadena featuring artists including Brad Paisley, and a picnic at Pepperdine University.
Last January, our firefighters performed with courage, professionalism, and commitment under extraordinary dangerous conditions.
LA City Fire Chief Jamie Moore addressing ongoing concerns over response efforts a year later. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now let's take a look at our weather forecast. Check in with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a warm Wednesday, then buckle up as a wild weather ride heads our way, becoming partly cloudy, south breeze 5 to 15, 65 today. After 3 o'clock tonight, showers and storms roll through, heavy rain, small hail possible, overnight low upper 40s. Storms wind down by midday Thursday, breezy and 60, much colder Friday with a chance of snow by the end of the day. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, it is partly cloudy and 38 degrees here on this Wednesday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:39 here with Ted and John, and it's always good to check in and see what Florida man is doing. Here's the latest. A 39-year-old man from Florida arrested. He was trespassing on a construction site. And with the details, here is the sheriff, Grady Judd, to talk about it.
This is Matthew Zaccarino. He's 39. He's from Altamont Springs. And he's on this construction site in a vehicle by himself. And as our deputies approach him to see what's he doing on this construction site, we see this dude wearing a red lace bra with prosthetic silicone breastuses. He's wearing a G-string. But you don't realize how dangerous these situations are because under a prosthesis, we found a gun. So he was armed trespassing.
Florida man.
So have you watched, it's a Netflix series called Florida Man.
I've not.
Watched, it is, I mean, some of these stories are just outrageous. You should watch an episode or two. It's these kinds of stories, and they're just crazy.
Well, and that sheriff had quite an accent, but I couldn't tell if he was being serious or not. It almost sounded like he referred to the man as, this is Matthew, and I was like, yeah, that fits.
Yes.
That pun
might have been intended.
It very much could have been, or it just could have been his
silly
accent.
Or it just could
accent.
Have been his accent, yeah. Well,
either way, but it works.
Either way to find out. All right, it is coming up on 7:41 with Ted and John here on KNSS. We do have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, editor Kirk Siminoff. So Kirk will have some great information coming up for us. I think he's going to tell us one of his stories about that the hospital in Derby and its ongoing financial problems. We'll get a great report from Kirk coming up in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time is 7:41.
7:45 with Ted and John on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for our live Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Siminoff. Now it's time for three big things. Wichita's Public Works and Utilities Director says the city is unlikely to get a new water plant this year due to a design flaw. The $574 million project was scheduled to be complete last September. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins says he doesn't have the votes necessary to redraw new congressional maps in 2026 and won't take the measure up when they reconvene next week. Kansas Jayhawks stun TCU with late come-from-behind overtime win to open Big 12 play. That's three big things with Ted and John on KNSS. Let's hear from traffic.
Right now, we've got some heavy traffic westbound on Kellogg. Starts about Hillside. This backup goes almost all the way back to Oliver. So some really slow-moving traffic headed towards I-135 there. We've got two non-injury accidents to watch out for a slowdown. First one right around on Kellogg, right around 143rd Street East. And then we have another traffic accident, non-injury traffic accident, at Douglas and Rock. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today, a high of 66. This evening, partly cloudy with chance of showers, a low of 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 65. Right now in Wichita, it's 38 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
7:47 here with Ted and John on KNSS. You know, earlier we were talking about those things at the electronics show.
The consumer electronics show.
You should trot out a few more of those if you want to get them for your loved ones or yourself.
Got a little extra money lying around.
So we told you about the lollipop music that plays music.
Yes.
The color-changing fingernails.
I want those.
The talking AI picture frames.
Yes.
And the vibrating kitchen knives.
Yes.
So let's get to the next batch here.
I want the fingernails.
AI-powered hair clippers.
Why would you need AI-powered hair clippers?
You choose a hairstyle in the app. Maybe you choose like crew cut, side part, whatever. And then the blade automatically adjusts while you use it. This was also at last year's show, but they say...
So sort of like a lawnmower that mows your lawn.
They must still be trying to trot this thing out.
You put it in your hair and it clips
it
while
it's... Wow. Okay.
Self-clipping... hair clippers.
AI-powered hair clippers. How about this? Legos.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Smart bricks.
They build themselves.
They light up and make different sounds depending on what you build.
Okay.
It doesn't build. You still have to build the thing.
Well, you still have to build it yourself. So they don't build themselves.
Not yet. It's just lighting up and making sounds. Just like the lollipop. It's lighting up and making sounds.
Okay.
That's all we can do as a human race is invent things that light up
and make sounds.
Apparently, that's all we're good for. And it's like the fingernails. They light up
and make sounds.
Okay. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, now see, this one,
I didn't read past the headline, so okay. You will hear it. We'll all hear it for the first time. The headline was "A Toilet That Calls for Help."
So help! I've followed and I can't
I'm
get
going
up.
To see what the follow up is on it. It's a company called Vovo. It has new smart toilets for seniors.
Okay.
If they don't use it for 8 hours, the toilet alerts the family in case they fell asleep or need help
on the toilet.
Apparently.
Or the toilet needs help.
No.
No. So as if somebody fell asleep had an accident on the toilet.
Yes, if the elder person doesn't use the toilet for 8 hours, then it notifies the family. Just like the
what if you're just fallen
and I can't get up.
And don't need to use the toilet.
Or if you're asleep for 8 hours.
Or, yeah.
At night. And then, okay. Well.
That seems like there might be some issues.
It's not as funny as the headline.
I was going to say that one. So if you haven't used the toilet, or you've got on vacation, or maybe you're visiting friends, your toilet's making unnecessary phone calls.
A portable food allergy detector. You bring it to restaurants, and supposedly it can tell you if your meal is safe to eat if you're a person that's affected by allergies.
How? You have to put samples of your food into it or something?
I would assume that's how it works.
All right.
A robot vacuum. Apparently, they have the robot vacuums at Quick Trip, which I know Macintosh has encountered.
Like Roomba? Roomba?
They're more like mops.
They're more like self-mopping the floor.
Okay. Yeah.
And apparently, they chase you at some point.
Okay.
If you get in the way.
Okay.
But this is a robot vacuum that climbs stairs.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even have to lug it upstairs anymore.
It now
looks like a
stairs.
Normal robot vacuum, but it has a base. In its base, it supposedly have legs that come out and help it crawl up the stairs or down the stairs.
It can now go upstairs.
Okay, there you go.
Okay,
alone or in pairs.
One more. a clip-on device that remembers your conversations. Maybe I need this because I can't remember what I was doing 10 minutes ago.
A clip-on device that
It's small enough, apparently, to clip onto your shirt. It can summarize work calls or settle that argument when your spouse claims, no, that's not what I said.
And
you can do the playback. That
one there can get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Though.
And whoever the so-called spouse is will step.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Up on it and destroy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one there...
That product might not be...
No, ready. That one, because let me give you a piece of advice, if you're the husband... You're wrong. There's your piece of advice. It doesn't matter if you remember the conversation. You're wrong. She's right. End of conversation.
See, I would need almost the exact opposite of that. I'd like the ability to have like a little wearable device or something like that, that as soon as a conversation is over and I'm like, I wish I didn't remember that last 5 minutes. Just boom, gone. Huh. I never had that conversation.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
All right. That's your latest gadgets and devices out in Vegas at the big Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. So plan accordingly for your lives to change. It is 7:52 here with Ted and John on KNSS. Big goings on with that hospital. It's having financial problems in Derby. Let's check in and get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Rock Regional Hospital in Derby closed its doors this morning. Hospital leadership told its employees last night that it would close this morning, and representatives of the hospital later told the Business Journal 5 a.m. was the time. Employees were informed Tuesday evening, less than 2 hours after a bankruptcy court judge lifted an emergency stay that would have enabled the landlord of the hospital to begin an eviction process when it chose. Judge Mitchell Herron said the six-year-old hospital's Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing last month did not enable him to supersede an October 23 Sedgwick County District Court order that upheld the termination of the hospital's lease, which allowed for an eviction. Rock Regional employed between 200 and 250 people, and the bankruptcy case continues. And the Wichita City Council voted on Tuesday to end its lawsuit with Genesis Health Clubs over management of the Wichita Ice Center. Genesis ran the ice center from 2011 to 2022, and it'll pay the city $219,000. after the city originally sued for $424,000 for breach of contract in the company's management of the center. Genesis countersued for $1.9 million, and that'll erase that. And three and a half years later, there is a settlement. Mayor Lily Wu was critical of the lack of accountability placed on Genesis during its time as the ICE Center operator, including taking former city manager Robert Layton to task, though not by name. Layton retired last week, and new manager Dennis Marstall attended his first council meeting. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
I guess I didn't realize that that hospital in Derby had only been around for 6 years.
6 years, and if you'll remember, it opened, I believe, October or November of 19, and then, of course, COVID happened 3 months later-ish, and that just kind of, they were
really
not
hurt.
Able to get CARES Act funding that other hospitals that had the data of years of,
right.
of budgets that they could show. They couldn't get that CARES Act money, and I think that has really hurt them over the years, but it's been a struggle for them ever since the start.
I know one of the principals with that hospital, and I know that was a major issue for them, that they were unable to get a lot of that COVID funding that other hospitals were able to get, and it really hurt them.
Yeah, the story we'll be following here in the days to come is, you know, we've been told by healthcare leaders in the area that, you know, they need people. They need people, a lot of jobs. You would hope that these 200 to 250 people are able to find work quickly, and we'll see how that goes.
Kirk, do you think there's a chance that someone like Via Christi or Wesley maybe takes that property and reopens it as a hospital or an emergency clinic or something like that?
You know, Ascension Via Christi was talked about yesterday in the bankruptcy hearing as having interest in the hospital at some point during the 6 years, whether they'll come back in and say, maybe now's the time for us to acquire this hospital, I don't know. I Wesley's a possibility too. And, you know, I guess there's a possibility that a whole new hospital system might come in, and kind of like Children's Mercy has done in Northeast Wichita.
I mean, it's a nice facility, and it's relatively new.
Yeah.
So it's high tech. It's a new and good condition. I'd hate to see that close, but...
And certainly in a growing part of Sedgwick County, that's
yes,
for sure.
All right, great story, Kirk. Thanks for all the information, and we'll talk to you again 1 hour from now.
You got it.
There he goes. That is editor Kirk Semenoff from the Wichita Business Journal with great local business information twice every morning at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hour right here with Ted and John on KNSS. Hey, we have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, and that does include entertainment news in the blur. We got some great items coming your way in the blur, including... celebrity talking out. What's going on in country music? We've got some good items coming your way. That'll be at 8:35 this morning, as well as all your news, business, weather, traffic, and sports. It's coming your way in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.